The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawks trying to win their second game on this six-game road trip. And now it's going to be put in play by Collier. And it's stolen by Dyson Daniels. Now they pick it up again. Sexton shoots a three and makes it with 2.9 to go. Hawks don't have time. Here's Trey. Midcourt fires. Bang! Trey Young just won the game. Trey Young just won the game, folks. Trey won from midcourt. He just stunned the silent crowd here in Utah. Trey Young from midcourt just knocked down a three, and the Hawks win. The Hawks win.
Again, and I love it. Trey gets this, these other teams, these other cities look at him like he's a villain. And I love that, man. I love that he has just accepted that aspect of things. And he immediately waves bye to the crowd. Like, I love that attitude, man. And it's not, I don't love that in every player. I don't love that in every Atlanta athlete. I don't know what it is, but it's become endearing for me with Trey Young when he's in these situations and comes through in the clutch that he waves bye or does whatever he wants to do, the Knicks logo, everything else. He was clutch from beyond half court when he needed to be. He's not shooting well, and I think that makes me excited for the future of this team when Jalen gets back healthy and Trey's shot comes around. But, you can't ever feel down about a SportsCenter number one play last night when the Hawks needed a road win in a big way.
When it comes to him, I was thrown off by saying it, but when it comes to him and you talking about his attitude – like, that's the thing I love with the opposing fans is he feeds off of it. I sometimes wonder if he's a better road player than he is a home player. And in the New York stuff, he became this little villain. I say little, I shouldn't say that, but this like villain type thing with the New York crowd. And he's not afraid to do it other places. It's not very often that Steve Holman is almost like speechless.
Yeah, because
you notice because he was like he hit it.
What,
he
like,
hit
what it. Just happened? I like, was looking down at my notes, getting ready for overtime.
Because how often is that? How often is that play? Oh, they hit a game winning shot. Oh, you heave it down court, it misses, and let's go to overtime, folks. And now your team is deflated, and the home team has all of it. But no, Trey's like, no, let's walk off Trey tonight. Ice Trey, no, walk off Trey.
I love the fact too that Trey in his post game interview is like, I knew that Colin Sexton was going to try to put on for, like, he wanted to beat the Hawks. He's an Atlanta kid. Obviously, he went to Alabama. I was a fan of his when he was in college, but he's the one that, like, he was the hero for 2 seconds. Like, Colin Sexton was the hero for 2 seconds. Busted play, tipped ball by Dyson Daniels. You just had a massive three from DeAndre Hunter just a minute before that. Colin Sexton hits that three. He's the hero for like 2 seconds. Hey, nice man. And inbounds the ball. Trey's got it. Game's over.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that can relate.
So are you going to be full of optimism for the next – wait a minute. Did I just miss – that just go over my head?
Mike said he's a hero.
Speaking
a
of
hero
which,
for 2 seconds. For two seconds, he was the hero.
Let's hand out some grades.
You're doing great, sweetie.
And I said,
I missed all of that. I just said that
I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that can relate to being a 2 second hero.
Okay, that's what you said. All right. All right. How about the Braves? No, I'm just kidding. How about them Falcons?
Well,
I
can't say that either.
I know. I was like,
Brian's just say, how about them Hawks?
How about them Hawks? All right.
His performance, A+.
Okay.
And I have destroyed the show at 8:26:25.
Oh, we're off the rails. You guys, this early, too early in January
this morning.
For this.